Yo, alright, so this is Patrick, and I'm going to talk about the case Brown versus Board of Education, and I'll try to explain the best way I can. In 1953, multiple states came together to submit a case to the Supreme Court about separate and but equal being unconstitutional. The case was submitted from Kansas about a third grade girl having to walk multiple miles to an all-college school after being denied entry to an all-white school that was close by to her house. After the case was submitted, it was put on hold quickly by the Supreme Court, and during that, the Chief Justice died, and he was later replaced by a congressman from California, which pushed for separate but equal being unconstitutional. He knew that his opinion would be not liked in the South, and that he needed an unanimous decision by in the Supreme Court. But how the Supreme Court was like, yes, it violates the 14th Amendment, which we're going to talk about later, and the other part of the Supreme Court was like, no, it's a federalist issue and the states have to take care of that. So after talking to the Supreme Court, writing multiple Supreme Court decisions, they came to a unanimous agreement, and it was passed later in the it was passed in 1954 by the Supreme Court about integrating the schools together. Alright, so the case relates to the 14th Amendment, which is a founding document in our Constitution. And the 14th Amendment states, no state shall deny to any person within the jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. And the way it relates, it is the states couldn't technically separate blacks and whites because it was unconstitutional. Brown v. Board also relates to Plessy v. Ferguson. Plessy got arrested for sitting in a white people's spot on the train, and you could say the spot, and he got charges pressed on him. He took it to the trial and built it up all the way to the Supreme Court. Justice Harlan said that the Constitution was colorblind and it couldn't keep the races separate. Doing that would be unconstitutional and discriminatory, and that the law was to keep black people away from white people. Same thing happened in a different scenario in schools where whites and blacks were separated but equal, and it was discriminatory and unconstitutional, and it's also been proven in Plessy versus Ferguson. Last thing I want to talk about this podcast was Brown v. Board really that great. I mean, in a racial way, yes, it was great case. It got rid of the gap between black and white people. It got rid of separate but equal. But there's the reality. This would really happen. After Brown v. Board was done and schools integrated, all of all black schools or all color schools were shut down, and which resulted in highly educated teachers being jobless because most white schools wouldn't hire them because they already had great teachers that were highly educated and they were white. And that resulted in black teachers being, or color teachers being, jobless. They have to sell their houses, move into a different area, look for a different job. And that's for the teachers and people that work at the schools. Also, when the schools got integrated, black kids were treated differently. They were treated like outcasts. They were called racial names all the time. They were being escorted into the police, into the schools by the police. They were being spit on and just treated differently. They weren't treated like regular kids. Because all the white kids, when they were raised, it was basically illegal to talk to black kids. They couldn't really do it. Their parents wouldn't let them be friends with them. So the black kids were just there. But nobody really cared about them in those schools. So that's the reality of Brown v. Board. Alright, in conclusion, to wrap up the Brown v. Board, it was a great case that happened in the civil rights / life of black people, and it was one of the most important racial cases in our country because it helped integrate white and black peoples together. But every great thing comes with a sacrifice, and the case came with a great sacrifice that I just explained. But if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have integrated schools, and most of us would still be living in a separate but equal era. And thanks to Brown v. Board, we don't have that anymore. As we wrap up this podcast about the Brown v. Board of Education, make sure you go listen to the next podcast in our series of the SCOTUS cases. The name of the next case is Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission, and it's presented by Denik Shampoo.